Thank you, Pastor. Brother Chim cooks, and usually I eat, and we have a good combination there. Brother Vong wanted me to say hi to his children and his family there. I think he said they're going to be watching. So Titus, Tyler, Lydia, she loves me. She loves me. Every time she sees me, she runs away. She's probably hiding right now. And then Tim, Tad, Lois, and what's the other one's name? I forgot. What was the other one? Laura. So can't miss Laura there. And then they have a golden retriever named Teddy and two parrots. One is parrots. Are they parrots, Sarah? Parrots, okay. One is Princess, and the other one is Charlie. And the one that talks a lot is they named them Charlie after Brother Chim. So I'm kidding. It's what's his name? Something. Anyhow, Isaiah chapter 9, you have your handouts there. It's going to be a little bit different kind of sermon. I was talking to Brother Vong yesterday or 2 days ago or so, and they are on another lockdown there, and I want to call and see how they're doing, how the ministry is going, try to talk to our missionaries there, some of our guys. I try to talk to them every other week or once a week and see how they're doing. So anyhow, we're talking, and we're talking about different types of sermons, and in a church, there's different types of sermons, and usually when I preach up, it's more instructional, I guess, or so. So that's what you'll be getting today. Let's pray together after we read the verses first. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. For the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And let's pray. Father, we pray, Lord, that you just bless this time. Give us, Lord, attentive ears and help us to have a Christmas, Lord, in a December that we can be proud of, in a December that honors you. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, during this time, the word that floats around a lot or a lot of people use during this time is the word joy. We see it in stores. We see it on decorations. We see it sometimes on cars and little spray paint things. And we hear people talking about it. We see it on commercials. We see joy, or we hear joy. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. You know, a lot of people equate joy with what they expect to receive during this season. Some of you and some of the kids in here may be anticipating on Christmas Day going out there and getting a box and opening it up and getting a PlayStation 5. Maybe an Xbox X, or I think that's what it's called, right? Series X. Maybe some of you people, you want a Baby Yoda. And I found out this week, the pastor told me his name is not Baby Yoda. It's something else, and I think you would just call him Baby Yoda. Maybe you are anticipating from your husband, your wife, or maybe somebody, a new phone, an expensive purse, some designer clothing from a very expensive place called Target. We don't shop there anymore, or, you know, the French place called Wama. So we have places like that. Or a really good place that preaches about salvation. Well, used to anyways. Salvation Army place. Amen. But we are expecting some of those. And we're looking forward to designer clothes. Or maybe some kind of the newest gadget that they have. And we're anticipating that. And we're thinking, man, if I get this stuff, if I can receive that, that'll bring me so much joy. People are placing their joy on receiving items like these that I just mentioned, but getting more things don't always produces the joy that a lot of people are looking for. Joy doesn't come by receiving these earthly things. These earthly things, the Bible says, will rot, will break, and if you will, it malfunction and gets old and be destroyed. The Bible says, lay not up yourselves treasures on earth, because moth and rust and dust and thieves break through and steal. And the Bible says, hey, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Amen. We're talking about investments the other day. I was talking about with Brother Vaughn about investments. I was talking about, man, I'm glad I am investing in heaven. I'm glad I'm investing, and I don't mind, you know, people investing in different things. You ought to try to be good stewards of the money that God has given you and make it work for you and grow it so you can have more money. And we're all about having more money, but not having more money just to fill our pockets, but having more money so we can do more to help people and with that money for the ministry that God has called us to serve, and to reach the lost, to give more to missions, to give more like the bus ministry, to get buses, to bus these kids in. I'm excited that we later on get to fill these buses up with children. Yep. Children that probably, if they didn't have a church like ours, would grow up and be, I hate to say this, some of those people out there rioting and looting and causing havoc. And they need I thank God. I was talking to Brother John today. He's interpreting right now. Well, I grew up, I didn't have a dad. But when I came to our church, I had men like Pastor, men like Pastor Esposito, men like that came into our church around that time that mentored, that helped me, that helped teach me finances, that helped teach me how to work, that helped teach me how to, fix a car and do things like that and pay my bills on time and teach me how to sit in front of people and have a good interview. I thank God for that. We will only discover true joy by living a Christ-centered life, not by material. I believe that's what Solomon was saying when he wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us hear the whole conclusion, the conclusion of the whole matter. He says this, out of everything, after everything said and done, he said, I'm going to give you the whole conclusion. This is the guy that had riches. He's the guy that had all the women in the world. Somebody said he had, 300 wives and 700 concubines. Or the kid said, porcupines. And he had, in the world's eyes, everything. Power, prestige. He had everything. And then he said this. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Make as much money as you can. No. He said, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. After experiencing everything life had to offer, Solomon concluded that when it all comes back down to it, when it all comes to whatever that matters, fearing God and pleasing him is what life is all about. Amen. Living to please God produces a life of joy. And during this time, so many people are looking for joy in the wrong reason or in the wrong ways. I love Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. It is the most wonderful time of the year. I mean, right when November starts, if you will, and I have that itch to want to listen to Christmas music. And right after Thanksgiving, that week, our house, we start decorating. We get Alexa, play some classical Christian Christmas music. And we listen to it, and we sing, and we try to plan our Christmas time. And I love it. But like Pastor Pichardo said, I don't like the commercialization of Christmas. Yeah. It's hurt everybody. And we think Christmas is not about Jesus anymore. It's about things. Yeah. So today, really fast here, I have about 20 minutes here. I don't know if I'll use it all. I'm just going to give you ways to have a December that you won't regret or won't forget. Ways to some practical practical advice, if you will, some things that you can do as a family to help you to have a good December. Number one, during this time, it's busy. I don't know about you. This year, I'm glad Black Friday was not there. You say, why? Because I don't see my wife. My wife and my sister-in-law, right after Thanksgiving dinner, I'm like, see you later. I'll see them the next day, and they go shy. All my girls go do, and they have a good time. That's their tradition. This year, they slept for a little bit. I think they left at 4 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what they went to go buy, but I know my sister-in-law, she buys a whole mess of stuff just to make sure she returns it. My wife does that, but not quite as bad. Bad, Ross. Don't talk about your sister-in-law like that. But it's busy. And sometimes with the busyness of everything, we forget to, number one, get rest and restore our hearts. We forget to rest. Don't waste a Christmas season. A lot of times because of our busyness and we drain emotionally, we fight with our family members and we bicker. And during the, you know what, I love the break, but if you're not careful, during that break time when there's no school, and right now, I mean, it's not just no school, you're having Zoom and stuff, and you're all at home together. And it's like no release. Mom, Dad, let me say this. Get some rest. Get some rest. Because if we're not careful, we're going to constantly, right now, bicker and fight. Get some rest. Turn off the TV. You know, one of our traditions in our family, we watch Christmas videos. I'm sorry, we watch Home Alone. So the pastor, I probably should say that. But there's certain Christmas, we watch the Nativity story on Sunday, on Christmas morning. And we watch spiritual things like Santa Claus. We watch usually before we used to watch Seasons of the Heart. That was a Christmas thing. And we do that, but let me say this. We don't do that every time, every single night. We don't binge watch everything. There's a time to go to sleep and a time to wake up. Pastor Esposito always used to say this. Don't let your kids live like drug addicts. Go to sleep anytime, wake up anytime. Have a specific time. Get some rest. Restore your life by resting your body and your heart, and it has to be done on purpose. This is what you have to do. Make a schedule for yourself and your children. You know those 2 weeks that they, or the week and a half, or whenever they have off? Make a schedule. You know what? Before you sent them away to camp for 4 or 5 days. This year, there's no camp. Nothing's open. I talked to the camp guy. He says, you want to bring some up? We could bring some up. Well, I was talking to somebody, not the camp guy, because it's recorded. I was talking to somebody, and he said, if you want to come up secretly, we could just have a day where we come up. I said, you know what? I might take that offer, bring some kids up there to do something on my accord. Make a schedule. You have to do that on purpose. Number two, spend time on things that strengthen you more than that depletes you. Spend time on things that strengthen you more than things that deplete you. Amen. You know, there's so many things calling for us. There's so many things. And make sure you spend those on things that help you to grow and to nurture yourself as a Christian, as a father, as a mother, as a child. I do all those things. Don't take things that deplete you. There are two types of activities in life. That which takes away and that which puts in. And a lot of times if we're not careful, the things that take away are easy. And it's always taking and taking and taking. And we have to do on purpose, put things that good things that are in. Choose to spend more time doing things that add to your heart for God and your relationship with your family and with people than you do taking away from it. You know, get good things in. Somebody wants to say good things in, good things out. Trash in, trash out. And we have to do this on purpose. Number three, almost out of time here. Make memories by having fun that pleases God. There's nothing wrong with having fun. I might have too much fun. I sometimes I joke around a lot, and you know, I guess you can grow up, but that maturity thing is kind of I'm in almost my mid 40s, and sometimes I still think that I could still do the things I used to do. The things I used to do, I don't. Or let me say it different. The things I think I used to do, I can't do them anymore. So it just doesn't happen. But make memories by having fun. Do fun things. I mean, every year we usually go up to the mountains and we'll do something with our family. This year is just a little bit later. But I go sledding with the kids. And I remember my wife last year. I think it was last year. We're sledding and she's taking pictures. right? And she's videoing the kids. And I'm standing there. I said, "Hon, if you stand right there, they're gonna knock you over." "What? Oh, don't worry." Sure enough, they're coming. I said, "Somali, they're coming. Oh, what?" And all of a sudden, she flips over. And I said, "You get that on video?" I said, "I told you. Listen to your husband." But make memories. Make memories like that are fun. It seems like the work only defines fun when we do something that dishonors God. The only time we can have fun, the world might think, is when we have a party and drink and carry on where we do something that in the morning we regret. By the way, the best fun is pure, clean, and honorable. And if that's the case, have plenty of it. I remember a young man. He were riding in our car. He said, "Brother Ross, I don't understand why people want to do these bad things." I said, "I don't either." He was talking about you. He said, "That drinking stuff, that stuff is bad. I don't understand why people want to drink and they get drunk and they make a fool out of themselves. I mean, you can just watch it on YouTube. After seeing those things, I don't know why people want to drink. I don't know why people want to do drugs and mess up their lives. I mean, you drive. If I wasn't a Christian, I'd stay away from drugs. I'd stay away from booze. I'd stay away from partying because that's a lot of money. I'll still live a clean life." You say, "Why?" Man, your life is just, your quality of life is just a lot better. Do things with your family. Take Christmas pictures. Have Christmas traditions. Whatever it might be, do it. Start those traditions. Now, let me say this. My sister knows, and my her aunt Danny knows. Our family, we didn't do Christmas gifts. Poor me. I mean, the only Christmas, by the way, feel sorry for me. The only Christmas gifts I got back in my day is what the church gave me. Okay, or what, we went to the park and we got. There's no, Christmas, yes. Christmas tree, no. We didn't have that. You know, as long as we had a roof over our head and food on our table, Mom said, "That's good enough." Yeah. "Oh, my birthday, you go get me anything?" "Yeah, you got a bed to sleep in. That's what I got you." Yeah. All right? I mean, talking about that. By the way, I'm thankful for how I was raised. But make memories. Plan a yearly trip. Develop family traditions. Live December in a way that will produce a January with no regrets. Live December in a way that will produce a January with no regret. I love our family. We do different things and we goof around and we enjoy each other's company. Number four, think of ways to be a blessing and do them. Think of ways to be a blessing and do them. Make a list of maybe four or five things that you can do to serve someone else, whether it's baking cookies. My family, my girls usually bake cookies for our neighbors, bake some cookies, make cinnamon rolls, whatever it is, go clean a yard for somebody. Make a list of things that you can do to help people. Number next here, don't overspend during this time. Be careful. You know, it's easy to do this. Let me take my card out, and I'm going to just swipe it. It's easy. It's easy to swipe. But you know what happens in when you swipe in November and December? January comes. Yep. January comes. And when January comes, there's something called a bill. Yep. "Oh, it's a credit card. It's free. I could just swipe." No, it's not free. They're in business, and they are a successful business, not because they give you free money. Okay? It's people that say, "Oh, I just pay the minimum, the regular $30, so I can, I can just pay it later." You'll spend a lifetime paying for that. Don't overspend. Make a list of people you want to give gifts to and determine how much you would spend. That's called a budget. Do not spend what you do not have. You know, my spouse, they deserve a Michael Kors bag. I don't know what this expensive bag is. You know, a Coach. A Coach bag. Okay? Let me say this, ladies. Pastor's probably like this. My wife gave me this for Christmas probably about, I want to say, maybe almost 10 years ago. It's still, she's cheap. She doesn't buy me anything a lot. But she said, "Hey, you want a new wallet?" I said, "Why? This works great. I mean, I can put my wallet. I have my junior police officer sticker in here. When I open it up, oh, you're a policeman. Do I get a discount?" No, I'm junior police. I'm a junior police, okay? Don't overspend. It's something a week before Christmas, a father living in California calls his son in New England and tells him that he and his mother are getting a divorce. 40 years of misery is enough. I can't take another day of this. We are done, I tell you. Through, finish. I'm filing for divorce. I can't live with that woman any longer. No, shouts the son. What happened? I thought everything was great. I don't want to talk about it. I just don't talk to me about it. Our minds are made up. You tell your sister I'm too upset to talk about it again. The father says, well, the son calls his sister and she becomes beside herself. She's hysterical. Yeah, right, they're getting a divorce. What's going on? All right, that's it. I'm calling the airline right now. You and I are flying out tomorrow morning. You call dad and tell them to don't do anything until we get there. So the son calls back his father and pleads with him. Dad, please, don't do anything. Don't do anything until we get there. The father grumpily agrees. He says, I won't do anything until you get here. As the father hangs up from speaking to his son, he turns and hollers to his wife. Hey, honey, the kids are coming for Christmas. And they're paying their own way. You could try that. Number next, be faithful to your church and to the Lord in our tithes and offerings. Amen. Be faithful. During this time, a lot of Christians, during this time, some Christians think that their tithes and their offerings are not needed or not wanted or not commanded by the Lord. It is still commanded, okay? You know, my family, we get behind every special offering. I didn't know we had a date for the buses. I already gave to the buses in, I want to say, the beginning of November. Oh, we got to get some buses. I'm going to get, okay, here, let me go ahead. Simple gear, let's take care of this. The heaters, we took care of that. And I just told my wife right now, hey, we gave to the buses. The kids haven't given yet. Make sure they give for the buses. But be faithful in your tithes and offerings. Don't steal from the Lord to be a blessing to somebody else. Yeah, take care of what the Lord's commanded us to do. Number five, write thank you notes and give gifts to your whole family. You say, you just said not to spend a lot of money. Just because you're giving gifts to the family doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of money. Okay? Money doesn't equate to good gifts. Okay, you say, what are you talking about? I thought, you know, we have to buy a $1,000 on offer up PlayStation 5 for them. No, they don't need that. Give gifts to them. It's not about spending money. It's about being thoughtful. Think about it. You know, what is it that my children need? Maybe I can get a gift. You know, my kids have made coupon books for my wife. You know, different things that they make a plan to give something, no matter how inexpensive or how simple, to everyone in your family. By the way, teach your kids to give their siblings a gift. Be more focused on what you are giving than what you're getting. Oh, man, I, you know, gave this expensive gift to somebody and they gave me a blanket. You know, yeah, I don't know, this blanket has Brother Chim's face on it, the Grinch. Whatever it might be. Don't think about what you're getting. Think about what you're giving. Number six, promote Jesus during Christmas. Let me say this. Some of you are going to be upset at me. I'm sorry, kids. Close your ears, please. Don't over-promote Santa. Yeah, you know, I love Santa. I went shopping, and Brother Two is not here, but his son, he's 18 years old. He just turned 18. He usually sits over there with his dad. And I remember me and Brother Rith is his uncle, we went to Walmart. And Pastor, we went to Walmart there, and Brother Rich said, hey, you want that for Christmas? He pointed at a toy. He was small. He looked at his uncle and said, Boo, you're not Santa. You can't get me that. His uncle looked at him, good, save me some money. Pray that Santa brings it because he ain't. I looked at him and said, man, Riff, man, you spoiled a kid. You know, it's like that kid on Santa's, on the chair in front of Santa the other day asking for a Nerf gun. No guns for you. No Nerf, no guns, no nothing like that. But and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not a Grinch. Brother Chim is. But don't over-promote Santa. We make Santa out to be God. I mean, he's omniscient, omnipotent. He's omnipresent everywhere at every time. He knows when you're good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. He's all-powerful. I mean, the fat guy can go into a small chimney. And if the fire is going some miraculous way, he doesn't get burnt. He gets in there and eats the cookies and drinks the milk and then puts gifts under the tree. And how he gets back up, I don't know. But we make Santa out to be God, if you will. Just think about it. Santa has 31 hours of Christmas to work with. Think of the different time zones in the rotation of the earth, assuming he travels east to west, which is logical. This works out to 822.6 visits per second. This is to say that for each Christian household with good children, because he doesn't give bad children gifts, Santa has 1/1,000th of a second to park, hop out of the sleigh, squeeze and grease himself to go down there, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, distribute the remaining presents under the tree, eat the snacks, and then drink the milk, and gets back up the chimney, gets back into the sleigh, and moves on to the next house. We make him to be more. If you want to do that, that's fine. And, you know, I didn't tell my kids there was no Santa. I just told them, Mom and Dad got you the gift. Uncle got you the gift. Grandpa got you the gift. Santa will watch him on TV. Letter B, kindly disagree with Xmas. Well, some of us don't understand that using Xmas is crossing out Christ from the Christmas. So don't use it in decorations or send cards or write it. When I was younger, kids would write Xmas. I said, why you write Xmas? I didn't even know what Xmas was. Oh, it's just, you know, shorter for Christmas. No, it's Xing out Christ out of Christmas. So that's what it is. I like what the president said the other day. Hey, you having a holiday party? Oh, you mean the Christmas party? Christmas? Don't take Christ out of Christmas. Number next. Write out a plan and write out some plans and goals for 2021. Write out some plans and goals for 2021. Next week we have a planning, two planning days for our church, and we're going to plan things for next year. Plan it. Sometimes during this month, give at least a full morning, maybe an afternoon or whenever, and spend time with the Lord. Drink your coffee. Take out your Bible. Walk with God, and then ask God, God, what do you want me to accomplish this year? You list your roles. Who are you? Okay? I'm a human. Yes, yes, we understand that. List your roles. I'm a husband. I'm not a wife, but you might be a wife. I'm a wife. I'm a parent. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. I'm a Christian. I'm a ministry leader. I am a student. Some of you guys, I'm an athlete. Work on those shots. Work on moving your feet on defense. I'm a musician. I'm a friend. Whatever you are, whatever roles you have, write it down and have some goals for yourself. List them. List the goals and be committed to fulfilling what you want to fulfill next year for your goals. Ask God, Lord, help me to reach these goals for my life. Help me to be a better dad. This is how I'm going to be a better dad. And you write those things down as God gives you it to you. And get some help. I'm a wife. How can I be a better wife? Okay, I need to cook food that doesn't burn. Okay, whatever it might be. I need to be a better husband. What is it? I need to be a better son. How can I be a better son? I need to be a better ministry worker. I need to get ready for when we run those buses or when we teach our Sunday school class. What do I need to do? Have goals. Have goals that are spiritual. Have goals that are family-oriented. Have goals at work. Have goals for your health. By the way, I'm getting up there. I'm not young, but I'm not old. Take care of ourselves. You can do more for the Lord if you take care of yourself. Watch what you eat. I didn't care what I ate back in the day. I ate everything, and I didn't get fat. Now I just smell soda, I get fat. It's just bad. But watch what you eat. Be careful and set some goals for your health. Number eight, have a clear conscience with God and man. As a Christian, let's have a clear conscience with God and man. You know, ask God, God, what sins do I have to give up this year? Speak to me. You know, you say, we ought to give something to the Lord. Christmas gift for Jesus, we're giving money for the buses. Praise the Lord. But Christmas gift for Jesus, for you personally, what do you need to give? Maybe it's a bad habit. Maybe you need to give your something that the Lord brings you. I need to give some of my Saturday to the Lord so I can go visiting. Or I need to be more faithful in this area. I need to give God, maybe I could sing and I give God my talents in this area. You know, I need to give something up. Hiding sin or living with hypocrisy is a burdensome life. There's no greater way to live than with a clear conscience before God and before man. You know, if I offend my wife somehow, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And sometimes I'm like, God, be quiet. You jerk, why did you do that to your wife? And, you know, I try to have a sensitive heart. And when I sense that my wife is unhappy, I try to go and I try to get it right. There you go. Me knowingly, if I offended my wife, I'm not going to go to sleep. I mean, I take that thing, let not the sun go down on your wrath. If it's already down, we try to take care of it before we go to sleep. But get things right. If you have something against another Christian, get things right. You know what? Sometimes it's so hard for us to say these words here. But it needs to be said. I'm sorry. Amen. Forgive me. Amen. Parents, say it to your children. Children, say it to your parents. I'm sorry. Forgive me. During this Christmas, think of bad habits or sin that you can give up. And you can give to the Lord. Spend time with God. In addition to the morning that you're spending time planning, give God extra time this month. Decide. Maybe you need to read a couple of few books to help you. Read different things that help you to grow. Prepare your heart spiritually for the new year and personal growth. Let's do our best. You know, we live in the age of information. I mean, we could do anything. Look, one of the heaters messed up, Pastor. And I'm cheap. I didn't want to throw it away. I mean, man, these heaters are like gold right now. And I'm over there trying to mess with it. It doesn't work. So I go over there, how to fix a heater. Now, it might blow up. There's one right there. It might blow up. I don't know. Blame YouTube. Went on YouTube. I watched it for about 5-10 minutes. Oh, that's how you fix it. Pull it apart, fix it. Oh, it works. Learn. Instead of wasting time, learn and fill your mind and grow. Church, I want to encourage you, make this December the best December that you can remember. I know a lot of things are not probably going the way we think it's going to go, but God's still on the throne, and let's make the best out of this December. And let's pray together.